This is the Patriots Beat newsfeed on CLNS Radio. Today is Tuesday, August 9th, 2016. I'm Michael Longi reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. The Patriots completed their first joint practice of the season against the New Orleans Saints on Tuesday, but it didn't come without some battle scars. Wide receiver Julian Edelman, who returned from the physically unable to perform list on Sunday, was forced from practice early during one-on-one drills on Tuesday after apparently injuring his surgically repaired left foot. Edelman suffered the injury, making a jump cut to shake Saints safety Von Bell, and then slammed his helmet to the ground in anger. He sat on a cart for a while, but eventually tied his shoe and walked off the field under his own power. Edelman had reportedly been very impressive in his first 2 days back from injury, with several camp observers noting how quick he looked on his feet. Early reports say that Edelman's injury is not believed to be serious, but doctors need to wait 24 hours before making a firm diagnosis. Defensive end Rob Ninkovich was also forced to leave the practice field early on Tuesday with an apparent triceps injury. According to ESPN's Mike Reese, Ninkovich will have an MRI to find out the severity of the injury. Linebacker Shea McClellan filled in on the defensive line after Ninkovich left the practice. Rookie second-round pick Cyrus Jones had his best practice of the camp, according to many reports, with the former University of Alabama cornerback notching pass breakups in both one-on-one drills and 11-on-11 drills. Jones also beat Saints receiver Michael Thomas twice in one-on-ones and handled all of his punt returns cleanly. Other fellow cornerbacks Malcolm Butler and Viangelo Bentley also recorded pass breakups on the day, while safety Daron Harmon had an interception against Drew Brees. Left tackle Nate Solder was absent from practice on Tuesday, and his spot was filled by swing tackle LaAdrian Waddle. The starting offensive line for the joint practice, from left to right, was Waddle, Joe Thuney, David Andrews, Josh Klein, and Marcus Cannon. And finally, the Patriots will gather at the facility at 5 p.m. today to watch teammate Nate Ebner represent his country as a member of the U.S. Men's Rugby Sevens team when the U.S. plays against Brazil for a group stage match at the Rio Olympics. Belichick and the rest of the Patriots coaching staff showed their support for Ebner during practice on Tuesday by wearing U.S. Men's Rugby shirts with Ebner's name and number 12 printed on them. That's it for today's Patriots newsfeed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champions, follow clnsradio.com on Twitter, at clnsradio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/clnsfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feeds, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longi for Patriots Newsfeed.